Tunnel Visions, Awake Up Slow, right here on the Lightning Bolt. Reggae Rocks, Kendall County, bringing you the best reggae and new rock and roll to Kendall County. Hey, I am Trice Lempar, and it is time for Vinyl Mondays. That's right, it's a Monday. That means a Vinyl Mondays exclusively on your Reggae Rocks app. Every single Monday, we spin a vinyl live from our Water Street turntables. Why? Because we are just that rad. Vinyl's making a comeback, and why not do it live and bring you guys how they used to do it old school back in the old days. So a history lesson for you guys on radio that you didn't ask for. Back in the mid to late 70s, they were spinning vinyl on radio stations. That's right, radio stations would spin vinyl albums all day long, 24/7. And now they don't do that anymore because they're lame. But hey, we're bringing back the old school vibes with you guys this afternoon on Vinyl Mondays. And today we are spinning a Montrose Debate album from 1973, one of the first American rock bands to bring heavy metal and rock and roll to America. One of the first American bands to do it that wasn't on the British or European side, like UFO, Moxie, UFO... Sammy Hagar, Montrose, Van Halen were all of the new era of the American rock bands that were bringing this new sound to America, and Montrose was one of the first to do it. So we are going to rock your Monday out with some Montrose, starting off with Rock the Nation. So Rock the Nation right here on Reggae Rocks, Kendall County. We got any Montrose fans out there? If you're fans of this station, surely you are fans of Montrose. bringing you their 1973 Debate album, one of their most famous and top-selling albums. Well, a lot of great songs off this album. Rock the Nation, Bad Motor Scooter, Space Station Number 5, I Don't Want It, and so much more. So hey, let's just keep this rocking and rolling with some Bad Motor Scooter. Scooter right here on Reggae Rocks, Kendall County, bringing you guys reggae and rock and roll to Burney, Texas. And hey, it is Vinyl Mondays, and I am your host, Trice Lempar. Vinyl Mondays, always right here on Reggae Rocks, every single Monday, where we spin live reggae or rock albums from our turntables right here on Water Street in downtown Burney. Let me know what you guys are thinking of this Vinyl Monday and what song you want to hear. 830-255-7000 is the station hotline. We got Denny Kamasi on drums, Bill Church on bass, the man himself, the great and late Ronnie Montrose on guitar, and Sammy Hager on vocals. And hey, well, let me know what you guys are thinking of their Debate album. Let me know. 830-255-7000. Hey, it is Vinyl Mondays, and we are rocking and rolling with some American rock on this Vinyl Monday. Let's keep this Monday rocking and rolling, shall we? How about some Space Station Number 5 coming up next?
Thank you. Thank you.
Montrose Space Station number 5. Hey, hopefully you guys are enjoying this Vinyl Mondays on your Reggae Rocks app, or however you're listening to this station. Amazon Alexa, Apple TV, ReggaeRocksTX.com, Apple Watch. However you're somehow listening to this station, we thank you for jamming out with the raddest radio station in Bernie. Hey, it's Vinyl Mondays. We are spinning Montrose. They're an American hard rock heavy metal band formed in 1973 and named after guitarist and founder Ronnie Montrose. Here's some band history for you this Monday afternoon. The band's original lineup featured a lead vocalist and frontman, Sammy Hagar, who would later find success as a solo artist and the singer of Van Halen after the departure of David Lee Roth, completing the original lineup were bassist Bill Church and drummer Denny Carmassi. The band experienced moderate success before disbanding in early 1977. The 1973 debate album, self-titled Montrose, that we are spinning today, eventually proved to be an international sleeper hit, selling in excess of 1 million copies and attaining platinum status in 1986. Prior to forming the band Montrose, guitarist Ronnie Montrose had been a successful musician, playing alongside with the future Montrose bassist Bill Church on a Van Morrison album produced by Ted Templeman, and on albums by Beaver and Krause and Herbie Hancock. He was also a member of the Edgar Winter Group, playing on the hit single Frankenstein from the best-selling album They Only Come Out at Night in 1972. The original Montrose lineup, consisting of Ronnie Montrose on guitar, Sammy Hagar, then known as Sam Hagar, on lead vocals, Bill Church on bass, Denny Carmassi on drums, was formed in early 1973 after Ronnie Montrose left Edgar Winter Group. Both Hagar and Carmassi had previously worked together and were recruited from local San Francisco area cover bands. While Bill Church and Ronnie Montrose were acquainted from their later session work with Van Morrison and producer Ten Templeman. The debate album, Ten Templeman produced Montrose, was released on Warner Bros. In late 1973. Though the album was not a big seller upon its initial release, it was peaking at number 133 on the U.S. Billboard chart. It proved to be an international sleeper hit in which, over a period of several decades, has sold in excess of 1 million copies, attaining platinum status, often cited as America's answer to Led Zeppelin. It is held to be the most influential amongst hard rock and heavy metal bands among Iron Maiden, who have recorded and or performed cover versions of the songs from the album. Montrose was initially managed and booked by D. Anthony. That is your Montrose history lesson of the day. It is Vinyl Mondays, and we are going to keep rocking and rolling as the man Sammy Hagar says it. Hey, we all need to take some hair lessons from Sammy Hagar. You guys know I like my long, curly hair, and Hagar was one of the best to do it. I need some hair lessons from that guy. I'm pretty sure that guy would win the award for the best curly, long hair out there. Hey, we're going to keep rocking it with some more Montrose this afternoon. How about some I Don't Want It?
Making
broadcasting American Hard Rock live from our Water Street downtown Bernie turntables. It is Montrose. I don't want it in their 1973 self-titled album, Montrose. It is Vinyl Mondays right here on Reggae Rocks, Kendall County. We spin live reggae and rock vinyl every single Monday. Hey, that wraps it up for side number one for Vinyl Mondays. That's right. Make sure you guys stay tuned in. At 1 p.m., we will spin side number two and bring you some more Montrose this Monday afternoon. But hey, don't go nowhere. We're going to keep it rocking and rolling right here on your Reggae Rocks app. I'm going to go get something to eat real quick. That's right. In between Vinyl Monday sets, I got to get something to eat because I am starving. Where should I get something to eat? Let me know. 830-255-7000 is the station hotline. And we are going to bring you guys some Sublime Evil Men before we return at 1 o'clock for side number two of Vinyl Mondays right here on Reggae Rocks, Kendall County. And again, if you want to call the station hotline, 830-255-7000 is the number. Montrose, good rocking tonight. Hey, hopefully you guys are having some fun with this Vinyl Monday. Let me know what you guys are thinking and what's happening out there this Monday afternoon. 830-255 is the station hotline. You can call directly into the studio and speak to your favorite DJ's favorite DJ, myself, Trice Lempar. It is Vinyl Mondays right here on Reggae Rocks, Kendall County, spinning some Montrose. Hey, here's some more Montrose band history for you. The first member to leave the original Montrose lineup was bassist Bill Church, who was replaced by Alan Fitzgerald for the band's second album, Paper Money, in 1974, which was also produced by Ted Templeman. Already disembeveled, what was perceived to be one of the dimensionally and commercially popular of the group's hard rock metal sound, Ronnie Montrose insisted on changing the formula for Paper Money by broadening the stylistic, compositional, rhythmic, and sonic range of the band and generally toning down the high energy intensity and metallic crunch that defined the group's first album that we are spinning today. Despite its significant stylistic departure from the band's iconic debate, it received a lukewarm response from critics and mixed reactions from fans. Paper Money initially sold twice as many copies as Montrose's first debate album, and it was the band's highest charting release, reaching number 65 on the Billboard 200. After building a mix of controversy between the band of Montrose and Hager, it reached a point during the band's 1974-1975 European tour. Hager decided to part ways with the group in February of 1975. He was replaced by Los Angeles-based vocalist Bob James, who was seeking to further expand and change their sound. The band also drafted keyboardist Jim Alcovar under the Paper Money rhythm section of drummer Danny Camarsi, and bassist Alan Fitzgerald remained in the band. The new lineup consisted of their new Montrose band, made their live debate in San Francisco at Winterland Ballroom on April 5th, 1975, and at this juncture, the group parted ways with producer Ted Templeman. Montrose went on to release two more albums after their second album, Paper Money. They went on to release Warner Bros. Presents Montrose, Jump On It in 1976, and Mean in 1987. Sammy Hager went on to go on to his solo career, releasing many great singles like Heavy Metal and Rock Me, and then he later joined Van Halen after David Lee Roth left the band in 1985. It is Vinyl Mondays, and we are bringing you some American hard rock and roll by one of the greatest bands to ever do it, Montrose. And hey, let's keep rocking this Vinyl Monday. Let me know what song you want to hear. 830-255-7000. Here's one of my favorites, Rock Candy, coming up.
We'll be right back.
Montrose, one thing on my mind. It is Vinyl Mondays. We are rocking you guys out this Monday afternoon with some classic America hard rock and roll. Hey, let me know what you guys are thinking of this Vinyl Monday and what's going on out there this Monday. 830-255-7000 is the station hotline to put in your song request. It is a Montrose rocking you guys out because why not rock your Monday? Hey, it's a Monday. Mondays can get you down. You know, you get over the awesome high over the weekend and then Monday hits and you're like, why Monday? Why Monday's got to be so lame? But hey, we are here to bring you guys some rock and roll to get your Monday grooving, because why not spin some old hard rock and roll this Monday afternoon, especially on a day like this when it's only like 145 degrees outside. Hey, we got one more for Vinyl Monday to wrap it up for side number two. Here's one from me to you, Montrose, Make It Last. Montrose, make it last. That is it for our Vinyl Mondays right here on Reggae Rocks, Kendall County. Hopefully you guys enjoyed rocking and rolling with us on your Reggae Rocks app this Monday afternoon. Montrose and their first self-titled album, Debate Album, self-titled Montrose from 1973. Let me know what you guys thought of this Vinyl Monday, what songs you want to hear next, and what you want to hear for these upcoming Vinyl Mondays. 830-255-7000. Give me a call and let me know what you want to hear. And hey, we got today's dumb report coming up in 30 minutes as well, so stay tuned in. That is it. It has been a pleasure jamming with you guys, as always. It has been real. It has been fun. And hey, stay tuned in later this week, and we will announce what vinyl albums we will be spinning. And hey, some more news for you as well. Dale Snail from Dale and the Z-Dubs is calling in today at 3 o'clock. So if you have a question you want me to ask Dale from Dale and the Z-Dubs, let me know. 830-255-7000 is the station hotline. Call into the studio now and let me know. Hey, we're going to keep rocking you guys out with some Bob Marley, Could You Be Loved?